This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa hash it out this morning. We are getting the week started here with coworkers at a unnamed company. We can't say where they work, but they do work together, Jackie and Sierra, and they have both graciously agreed to come on the show this morning because something happened that Jackie is upset about, and then Sierra said, okay, well, I'll come on and defend myself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to hash it out this morning. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
What is happening at work between you and Sierra?
Okay. So last week, Sierra was sick. And despite being told over and over again in meetings to stay home if you're sick, she came in anyway. And now practically our entire department is out sick. So, like, I'm pissed. Like, we have a project that's supposed to be wrapping up this week. But seriously, like, 2/3 of our team just called out sick today.
Oh, just today.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you said that Sierra was sick last week. She came into work. How sick are we talking, though?
I mean, like, pretty bad. Whatever's going around, I'm pretty sure that that's what she had.
What were her symptoms?
Oh, she was, like, coughing all over the place, sneezing. Oh, and her voice was gone, too, so that was fun.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but that does sound like what we had the other week.
Yeah, it's going around.
It's going around.
That's what they say.
So, yeah, like, so now I'm just sitting here trying desperately not to get sick. Well, I also have to pick up the slack from everyone else being out sick so that we can at least try to meet our deadline. Like, it sucks.
Okay, so this is going to be a challenging week for Jackie because you already have people calling out sick from work this week. And now Sierra is on the line. Sierra, good morning. Does she even have a voice to talk to us? Sierra?
Listen, I do have a little bit of a voice, okay?
Are you going to work today, Sierra?
Yes. Listen. Everyone everywhere is sick right now. And I really don't think it's fair for you to assume that it was me that got everyone sick. Why me?
Because, Sierra, there's only like 10 people in our department. And, you know, we all work at desks across from each other. You were the only one who was sick. Who else do you think it could have been?
I don't know. Okay, I'm just saying you don't know that it was me. It didn't have to be me.
I'm just not understanding why you still came into work when you knew you were sick.
Listen, it's only February, and I really just didn't want to burn through my sick time already, okay? We only get 5 days per year. If I would have called out sick every day that I was actually sick, I would already be out of sick time.
Mm. Okay, so you decided to come into the office while sick and just make that everyone else's problem?
Do you think I wanted to come in while sick? No, I didn't. I at least tried to be conscious and courteous by wearing a mask.
Yeah, except when you were eating your lunch at your desk, except when you were on phone calls because you didn't want it to sound muffled. Like, sure, you wore it sometimes when you walked around, but like that's not what you need to do. When you're sick, stay home.
All right, Jackie and Sierra, we're going to stop you right there. This has to be a common complaint, a common debate that happens in almost every workplace. I mean, it happens here between Alyssa and I. It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
But we don't know what to do when we're sick. Right now, we're kind of just pushing through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if one of us is gone, I mean, we are our own department.
Yeah, no, this is the whole thing.
It's a two-person department right now.
Yeah.
If one of us is gone, the other one has to pick up the slack, and it's no fun.
But I also, I think that it's very common because I can't tell you how many meetings I've been in, not just here, other places, that say, if you're sick, stay home. But then you only get, 5 sick days a year. And it's like, yeah, I totally get what Sierra is saying. That's easy to burn through.
216-474-0104. Is there a side that you're gravitating on here? Jackie is upset at Sierra for coming into work last week and getting people sick. They've got a deadline this week. Other people in the department are already calling out of work this week. Sierra's like, well, what am I going to do? I don't want to burn through all my sick days. I got to work too. I got to make money.
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0104. We're hashing it out next on the Q Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Yeah, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're hashing it out this morning between Jackie and Sierra. Jackie is mad at Sierra. They are coworkers. Sierra was sick last week, came into work, and now Jackie is blaming Sierra for getting other people in the department sick, mm-hmm. and they got a big project due this week. And how do you handle this at your workplace? We have Chris in, what city is it? I can't read my own writing. What city are you in?
Beechwood.
Oh, Beechwood. Okay. I wrote BW, and the first thing that came to my head was Baldwin Wallace.
Yeah, that's what I would think, too.
And I'm like, Chris and Baldwin Wallace, what's going on this morning, Chris?
Hey, that works. So I understand where Jackie's coming from, but I more so side with Sierra because we're adults. I mean, we have food to put on the table. We have families to support, and we have to go to work. We don't get a lot of sick time, especially nowadays, and especially after all the sickness throughout the several years, people just deal with it. And the courtesy she had for wearing the mask, she didn't have to do that. She was being kind. I understand Jackie not liking her getting everyone sick, but Jackie also seems like she's not very friendly and she has an attitude about it. So, Sierra, keep doing what you're doing, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you, Chris, for listening and for calling in this morning. Rachel's listening to us in, I can read this, North Olmsted. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Sorry, Jackie. I'm also on Sierra's side because, again, we are all adults and we know how germs work. So you should know to wash your hands before eating. You know, take some extra vitamin C if you know someone's sick, get some extra sleep. We all know how to avoid getting sick, so we got to take some responsibility on that.
Mm. Good advice from Rachel.
That's true. That's true. It does take a village, and there's definitely some things that you can do as a person who's not sick to stay not sick. wash your hands, wipe things down with Lysol wipes, hand sanitizer, all that stuff.
I just did that this morning when I came in. I wiped down this console here with the Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the things from COVID that one of the habits that I build up and
oh yeah,
and I keep it going, especially during the flu season. Jess and Avon, what do you want to say to Jackie and Sierra and hash it out?
Good morning, everyone. I am Team Sierra this one. Jackie, you got to put some pants on and deal with it. We are adults here, like everyone said, and, you know, who knows if kids were involved. And if you guys only get 5-6 days a year, I'm spoiled. I get 3 weeks. But if you only have 5 days to spend that on a cold, Jackie, yeah, get a grip. Get over yourself. You know, it's save the sick days for when you really, really, truly need it. If you have a fever, if you've got strep, something else going on, but not for a cold. You know, feel better, Sierra.
Yeah, 5 days is not a lot. What do we have here at Odyssey? We have flex time, don't we?
So we have flex time.
We have unlimited sick days.
Yeah. I think before that, though, like before we switched to that a couple years ago, I think we had like almost like 15.
Yeah.
Like we get like a lot more sick time than we do of like vacation. I know that.
But going back to what Alyssa and I were talking about earlier, it's just, it's very difficult for Alyssa and I to take a sick day. So Alyssa and I were sick about 2 weeks ago with, we had colds.
Yeah.
And we kind of.
No fever. Like, yeah. We felt pretty okay.
If I had a fever, I would have taken a day.
Yeah.
If I had any other symptoms besides the congestion.
Yeah, but we sounded awful.
Terrible.
But we both were just like, well, one of us has to be here.
We sounded.
So we might as well both be here, I guess.
We sounded worse than we usually do.
Yeah.
When we're congested. All right. Well, Jackie, there you have it. I don't see many people. I don't really see anybody on your side this morning. So.
Yeah. Sorry, Jackie. Take some emergency or vitamin C in some form.
But hey, Jackie, it could have been worse. Elon Musk could have emailed you over the weekend asking what you did at work last week.
That is true. Looking on the bright side.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.